Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
20 years ago, Dr. James Dobson, then president of Focus on the Family, said that the U.S. was involved in a culture war and that the prize to the victor was the next generation, our children and our grandchildren. It was a battle of worldviews between those who believe that God exists and those who don't, between those who believe the universe was created and those who believe it's the result of random chance, between those who believe that we will someday stand before God and give an account of our lives and those who believe that we live, we die, game over. If the reality of a culture war was true 20 years ago, it's even more true today, and it's spreading. It used to be confined to the larger cities like New York and San Francisco. Now we see its effects in small communities, even those as small as Whitefish, Montana, where the town found itself on the front lines of the culture war and whose citizens decided to fight back and eventually won. As many of you know, it began when the permit for a statue of Jesus on Big Mountain came up for renewal, and the Forest Service caved to pressure from the Freedom from Religion Foundation and said no. The outcry from the community was immediate and loud. The statue had been there for 65 years, and the people were not about to let it be taken away without a fight. After pressure from the local community, National Christian Legal Associations, and U.S. Congressman Denny Rehberg, the Forest Service decided to extend the comment period. Almost 100,000 comments poured in, the vast majority of which said to leave the statue where it was. This week, the Forest Service capitulated and said that the permit would be renewed. Finally, some common sense prevailed. It's about time that groups like the Freedom from Religion Foundation, the ACLU, and People United for the Separation of Church and State be sent packing. It's about time that things like crosses on highways, statues on mountains, and the Ten Commandments on courthouse walls be seen for what they are, an accommodation of religion, not an endorsement. An accommodation is completely constitutional. The other side is not looking for a balance. They're looking for the removal of every last vestige of Christianity from society. The victory on Big Mountain should be celebrated, but we should also remember that what we won was a very small skirmish in a much larger war. Will the other side give up? Not a chance. They're well-funded and relentless, and they've already signaled their intent to file a lawsuit to have the statue removed. That's okay. Gone are the days when the mere threat of a lawsuit would cause our side to back down. Now, groups like the American Center for Law and Justice, the Christian Legal Society, and the Alliance Defense Fund stand ready to defend religious freedom. In fact, at the Montana Family Foundation, we've already directed our legal team to begin preparing briefs in anticipation of a lawsuit. As Christians, we've got to remember that this nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and it's those principles that have led to the longest surviving constitutional republic in the world today. Simply preaching the gospel inside the walls of the church isn't enough. Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the good news." That includes street corners, public airwaves, and yes, even from the tops of mountains in places like Big Fork, Montana. The founders gave us the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, and the freedom of assembly. Let's use them to preach the good news. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.